back on the Three Chord Revolution Punk Rock Show with Nath, and it is now my honor to be joined by one of the legends of the ska punk era, a Mr. Krista Makes from Listen Jake. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Oh, you know, I got to lay it on thick occasionally.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was way more professional than I could ever be. Great, good job.
I've been called a lot of things. Professional, not exactly in the top mix of it.
Fair enough.
First thing I have to ask, in my most jealous state, how was that NoFX final show? That just looked like the most amazing thing.
It was great, you know, just to be asked to do it. I know that there's probably thousands of bands that would have liked to be a part of it. And, you know, Mike had told me probably 3 or 4 years ago that he wanted us to be part of their final show. This is after he drank about a half bottle of vodka. So I was like, yeah, I'll take it with a grain of salt. But he kept his word, and it was awesome. It was a very, very, very cool weekend.
Yeah, it just seemed like you had all these bands. You guys were there. Pennywise were there. Bad Religion was there. MXPX was there. Rise Against was there. Snuff were there. High Standard were there. It just seemed like a really cool kind of like, hey, everyone, you know, if you've been on an Epitaph or a Fat Music, we're all going to get together and celebrate these guys.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It was definitely as if it was the 90s Warped Tour all over again, except everybody got old and bald and fat.
True that. speaking of Warped Tour, funny you bring that up. It's just been re-announced for next year.
That's correct. Yeah, they're doing three performances, and I don't know if there's any more slated, but I think they're dipping their toes back in the water.
You guys would be keen to get back on that horse, or?
Yes, we're actually going to be playing all three of those shows. I think, one's in Orlando, one's in California, and one's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, that's decent. So hopefully that'll be good for you.
Yeah.
It's been 25 years since Hello Rockville came out and you're touring it. What's the feeling of just standing up there and playing this and you're just like, wow, I did this when I was in my 20s, and you're just looking out to people and you're kind of like, I can still do this. This is the coolest thing ever.
Well, yeah, it's a combination of that. And I can still do this because people still want to hear those songs. I mean, that's really it. They, you know, and if anything, these kind of tours, typically, if it's an album that people are passionate about, which, you know, Hello Rockview happens to be, people come out of the woodwork. I mean, there's people that are coming to these shows that haven't seen us in 20. So in some instances, they haven't seen us since the original tour.
Oh, no, that's cool. Yeah, it's very much bringing it. And thank you so much for bringing it down here, because a lot of bands just seem to skip by us. So, yeah, I really appreciate you coming all this way to New Zealand.
Yeah, you know, we'd always love to play there. It all boils down to logistics. And when bands say logistics, that's a fancy way of saying, is it financially going to work out? Mm. That's really what it boils down to. And so we were coming over to Australia, and it just so happened that tour had been booked. It was pretty late in the game to be announcing that. And we got an offer for New Zealand, and we agreed to it because we haven't been there since 2014.
Yeah, that 2014, that would have been the Pennywise, Alkaline Trio, you guys as well.
You got it.
Yep, yeah, I was there. I was there for that one. That was a great show, I must say. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was. And what's not to like about New Zealand? It's so fun. It's beautiful people, beautiful country, and you know, we'd love to get back there as many times as once a year, but it just hasn't been in the cards. But hopefully, we're getting to the point where we can't wait another 10 years, because who knows if we're going to be a band. So we have to get to New Zealand more often.
Yeah, that's true. It's just being that. How is it nowadays? Kind of, we're both in our 40s now, and I know I'm not the same kid I was in the 20s in the pit. How's it? What is the feeling for you kind of after the show? Is kind of like, is the adrenaline still going for a while? And when it cuts off, it's like, I need to call my chiropractor, something like, I need to sit down now.
You know, I tell people this, believe it or not, it's it's physically easier to tour now, and in a lot of ways mentally. You know what is going to hurt you on tour. That is staying up late, certainly drinking and those kinds of things. You know, I stretch every day. I drink a lot of water. I try to eat decent. I get a lot of sleep. I sleep on the road more than I do at home. I have a 7 and 6 year old at home, so I sleep way more out here. And that's really the secret of it. The rest of it is, you know, you know the things that get you through the day. You get a routine together.
And how is it as a dad having to, you know, to make money to go and leave your kids? Is that something you found quite challenging?
Nope, not in the least bit, because I'm only gone for 3 weeks at a time now, and we only do that twice a year. And so the rest of the year is peppered with flying out. This year's going to be three week chunks. We did one in the UK at the top of the year. We're coming, this particular tour we're on now, and going to see you guys and going to Australia. And then we did a European tour over the summer. So, it's, when I say it's not, it's, you know, I got it really good. If I was home working a 9-to-5 job, I would see my kids less than I see them now.
That's cool. That is very cool. Cause I remember, what was it the Punk Father documentary, the other F word. That was, right. That was a really good look into like, Lars and Jim's life when their kids were growing up and they were kind of like balancing it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it isn't without its challenges, but I've never looked at it as a negative. You know, every job has its ups and downs and its pitfalls, and for me, that isn't one of them.
Definitely. So you've released some new tracks from the upcoming album Uncharted. What was the how was the vibe for that? Did you just feel like writing and say, "Hey, new album time"?
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, we had been writing songs. And gosh, we probably have another album or two worth of stuff that we just didn't really have a chance to get to. But we went out and recorded with Bill from Descendants.
Ooh, yep.
It was awesome. There wasn't really, I wish there was a grand master theme and scheme. Really, the Uncharted, the title and the artwork and the concept and everything really came after. We kind of felt that these songs were heading into maybe new territory for us. There's some different feels and some different flavors. And, so the title and everything else was after the fact, but going in was just a good vibe. It was a pretty quick, process.
Yeah. Bill is a legendary producer, and I'm guessing the Blasting Room says.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where it was at.
Is the bar that Friends of Rome destroyed still sitting there somewhere?
To my knowledge, I don't know. If it is, I did not see it. Maybe it's hiding in a utility closet.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Lindsay about that. I'll just give him a bell next time I see him. So we are of the similar age in the 40s, and normally I ask a guest what is the first CD they got. But seeming we're both older, can you remember the first tape you brought?
Yeah, it was Quiet Riot Metal Hell.
Wow.
1983. Yeah, that was the first one. And then from there, it was just the domino effect.
So, yeah, I've seen quite a few. And a lot of that early metal was kind of influencing how you became a musician.
Well, yeah, I mean, and really the early metal is that's what was on TV. And that's what was on the radio. And that's, you know, that was my Spotify and YouTube then, you know, that's what we had. And it wasn't until, you know, I was able to get away to college, really get away to university, that I was able to realize that there was, you know, a huge world out there beyond the FM radio station in my little town in Florida.
Speaking of Florida, how are things there? You've just been hit by Helene and lovely Milton coming along for a visit. All the fam good and stuff like that?
None of my family lives in Florida anymore. So the only family I have there now, I have a cousin in Gainesville, but I have my two bandmates live in Gainesville. The rest of us don't live in Florida anymore. And I have some friends down south that their homes and businesses had a lot of damage. But for the most part, you know, a lot of people I know were spared. So,
touch wood, that's good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you will be playing down here, well, on Wednesday, the 23rd of August in Auckland, playing the Power Station with the Bennies, Mr. Krista Makes.
Yeah, I think you said August now, unless, I believe it's October.
It is October.
Did you mean August of 2025, or did you mean the August we just had? I know you're in the future for us being in New Zealand.
Not that much in the future. That's just my dry mouth, my screw up.
All right.
Also, if you want to catch more of Krista Makes, a podcast is also available. You're into the triple figures now, aren't you? You're into the big numbers.
Yeah, I think we're like 225 episodes, something like that.
Nice. So yeah. If you get a chance, check that out. That is very, very cool. Krista Makes, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you for your time. Are we going to see you at the Power Station?
You definitely will.
All right. Well, come say hello. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, dude.
That was the Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.